Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of the way of the redeemed. There's a way for the redeemed to walk in. It's a way of victory. Isaiah 35, verse 8, it says that there's a highway that shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Who's supposed to walk in this way of holiness? The redeemed. No unclean thing shall pass in that way. That means that we're supposed to deal with every unclean thing in our life. The redeemed are going to walk in this way of holiness. The Bible says that we're going to come up to Zion, meaning we're going to ascend to the holy hill of Zion, of ascending up in our relationship with the fellowship of the Lord, of overcoming the enemy and walking in victory. And it says, everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We're going to obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The sorrow and the sighing flees away because you have overcome. And he that overcometh is going to inherit all things. We're going to enter into the full inheritance that Jesus has for us. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 1 and 2, we saw those scriptures where it talks about the fact of us consecrating and dedicating ourselves to the Lord, separating ourselves from the world. He says here that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. We are to be holy. That's what's acceptable to God. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're going to be transformed through the Word. We're going to spend time in the Word. We saw 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hebrews 2, we saw how we're to give earnest heed to the things we've learned and not let anything slip. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We aren't going to escape. We're going to be responsible for the word that we have. You know, when you get born again, you've ever entered into a covenant relationship with the Lord. And this covenant relationship you have with Him, is something that we're going to have to walk in. We have been given the word of the covenant, and we have a responsibility to carry out His word. Being a hearer and a doer of the word, that's going to cause you to become strong and overcome. He is strong that executes His word. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, otherwise you'll deceive your own self. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to continue on today and look at more principles of the way of the redeemed. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is very, very important that you learn to submit yourself, yield yourself unto the Lord. And if you don't submit yourself to God, how are you going to be walking in His ways? We submit ourselves to God as we walk in the Word and do what the Word says. And then we are going to resist the devil. We're going to have to resist the devil because the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But God says resist the devil steadfast in the faith. And what's he going to do? He's going to flee from us. We have authority over him and we don't have to see him bring destruction in our life. So God wants you to submit to him and yield yourself to the Lord. In verse 6 it says, he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, and he resisteth the proud, and gives grace unto the humble. God resists the proud. That shows us another thing. The way of the redeemed is not going to be the way of those people that are holding on to their pride. God wants you to get rid of your pride. The Lord says, put that pride away and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. The way of the redeemed is a way of humility. We all must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. As you humble yourself, God will exalt you. But the pride, they're trying to exalt themselves. They're trying to do it their way. You want to turn away from looking to yourself as your source and humble yourself and look to God. He is your total source and he will bring forth his promises in your life. And one of the ways that we humble ourselves is, in verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. God wants you to cast your cares upon the Lord. This is the way of the redeemed. Cares, worries, anxieties will choke the word in you. We have been told to cast our care upon the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. God will take care of you. Therefore, you are to cast all your cares upon Him. That shows the fact that you truly humble yourself before the Lord. And this is the way of the redeemed. We cannot be full of care, worried, anxiety, troubled about many things, and letting our heart be anxious. God says that we are to cast the cares on Him so we can abide in His peace. Another scripture over in Mark chapter 4, verse 24. He said unto them, "Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. And to you that hear shall more be given." Take heed what you hear. Very important that you watch what you hear. Guard your heart. Guard the things that you're hearing. Because the devil tries to get in through what you hear. You gotta watch what you hear on the TV. You gotta watch what you hear from any source. You gotta watch what you hear from people that would speak to you. Because a lot of times they'll speak things that is not the wisdom of God. They'll speak the ungodly wisdom. And the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Watch what you hear. It will have an effect upon you. God wants you to guard your heart. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, "Keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues or the forces of life." You need to guard your heart so that the enemy does not have place in your life. This is the way of the redeemed, because you need to have the pure word of God in your heart. If you let something come in that's not of the Word, it will choke what you have in you, and it will stop you from becoming fruitful. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." This is important. If you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, deny yourself. Crucify that flesh, and walk with the Lord. That's the taking up of the cross. We crucify our flesh daily and don't let the enemy have place in our life. Very important. In fact, we need to learn to live unto the Lord, not unto ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, it says that He died for all, and that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them. We're not supposed to live unto ourselves anymore. We're to live unto Him. You've been bought with a price. Your life is hid with Christ in God. There's a brand new you on the inside. It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's come from heaven, and now you're to live according to His ways and walk in the ways that He's directed for you. Quit living unto yourself. The way of the redeemed is to live unto the Lord. Henceforth, we're not to know anybody after the flesh. We are to walk in the Spirit from now on. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 says this, "You put off concerning the former conversation," or that word means behavior, "the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." This is very important, that if we're going to walk in the ways of the Lord, we're going to have to put off the old man's attitudes. It's corrupt. It still has the deceitful lusts of the flesh. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed to the truth of the Word of God. As you're renewed in the spirit of your mind with the Word, you're putting on the new man. And this is so important. We put on the new man, which comes through the Word of God in us, so we can walk in the ways of the Lord. And this is what we're doing as we hear God's Word. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 says this, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." This is important. If you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, you are going to be one who puts away the things of the flesh. Put away that bitterness. Let that bitterness and wrath and anger, all that evil speaking, let it be put away from you. And take upon yourself the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be kind one to another. Be tender-hearted. Be forgiving. You must forgive. If you won't forgive a person their trespasses, God won't be able to forgive you. And He says here that we do this because God's forgiven us, so how much more should we forgive others? In fact, over in Colossians chapter 3, it says this, "Put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We're supposed to put on the new man. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. We need to be full of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. That's the attitude. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond to perfectness. So important that if you're going to walk in the way of the Lord, you've got to make the decision, I'm going to walk in love. I will not hold unforgiveness. I will not hold bitterness against any person. I make the decision that I am walking uprightly before the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, here's another scripture. It says sometimes that we were in darkness, but now we're light in the Lord. Now we're to walk as children of light. The fruit of the Spirit's in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And we're to prove what's acceptable unto the Lord, because we're going to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But instead, we're going to stand up and reprove them. We're going to expose them. There's another thing it's important for you to walk in the way of the redeemed. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Instead, you're going to reprove them. Otherwise, let your light shine. Don't be a compromiser. I see too many Christians today that are compromisers in their personal life. They compromise principles because of what others think, or they're afraid of what others will think, or afraid of how they'll react to them. You know, that old, I'll scratch your back, you know, if you do good to me, and then if they don't do good to you, they'll want to, you know, chastise you or not have anything to do with you. Too many people compromise in their principles because of the way they're afraid of how others will speak to them or deal with them in life, in business, or whatever it might be. God says that you are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness and reprove them and stand against them. 2 Corinthians 6:14 tells us how we are to have nothing to do with unbelievers, nothing to do with unrighteous, nothing to do with darkness. Put it all away. That is the way of the redeemed. And this is the way that we all are to walk in. Make the decision, I will walk in the way of the redeemed. And then you'll enter into the promises of God. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God. This next program is going to...